coworker and I were talking about eating challenges the other day because I took on with Hillary a while back the Lynch Chatterbox Cafe Chatter Stacker Challenge, and that was something that I really enjoyed the burger, but there was no way I was going to come even close to finishing that. Well, I just saw a headline. Arizona Cardinals challenge fans to eat 7-pound burger.
I don't believe it.
Believe it. The NFL's Arizona Cardinals have introduced their new menu for the 2018 season. And again, in today's day and age, it's how do we get people to the stadiums because it's easier to just watch from home on TV. So Section 102 at the University of Phoenix Stadium seems ready to double as a set for man versus food. Headlining the menu, the Cardinals have created a borderline insane burger called the Gridiron Burger Challenge. The burger, which is priced at $75, weighs in at 7 pounds.
That's just dumb.
Sort of seems that way. There's an incentive to try to eat that thing. If a fan can eat the burger in 1 hour, he or she will get a Cardinals jersey and recognition on the video board.
Yes.
The burger includes the following. Let me just read this for you. 5 1/3-pound burger patties. So 5 1/3-pound burger patties, 5 hot dogs, 5 brats, 20 slices. 20 slices of American cheese, 8 slices of bacon, 8 chicken tenders, 12 ounces of fries, along with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and tanker sauce, whatever that is, between 10-inch buns. Now, you might be thinking,
gross.
Or you might be thinking, either way, it's kind of
inconceivable
that you could actually finish this burger in 1 hour without getting horribly, horribly ill and missing the rest of the game. But if you want to try it, or if you want to at least try it vicariously through the inevitable crazy person who will try it at some point, check it out on the Morning Show Facebook page at WWIB Mornings, the Web Wake Up Show page, and you can see an image of this monstrosity. It actually sounds really good if you just reduced it in size by about 20. All right, maybe a little 1/3-pound burger, maybe a 1/2-pound burger. That'd be good. Some burger, brats, hot dogs, you know, all of that together. Sounds all right, sounds palatable, sounds tasty even. But 7 pounds is just nuts. That was like as big as my baby when she was born. I don't want to eat a baby-sized burger. Well, my name's Caleb, and I'm here to add yet another thing to your to-do list. Sorry. The National Sanitation Foundation says our kitchen sponges and dish rags are the germiest things in our homes. Quick sidebar. Who works for the National Sanitation Foundation? Is it folks who just have no compunctions whatsoever about dirty, germy, gross things? Or is it people who are so OCD that they want everything just like sterile and sanitized? I'm not sure, but I think it takes a very particular personality to work for the National Sanitation Foundation. Anyway, continuing. The National Sanitation Foundation says our kitchen sponges and dish rags are the germiest things in our homes, but you know what's at number 4? Your pet's food bowl. Yeah, we love our pets. Usually, but we don't love them enough to regularly wash their food and water bowls, apparently, or we just don't think of it. The second germiest thing in our house is the kitchen sink, followed by the toothbrush holder. So kitchen sponges, dish rags, then the kitchen sink, the toothbrush holder, and the pet bowl. So I'd say I'm adding another thing to your to-do list, but hey, school hasn't started yet, so make the kids do it. An early hashtag best thing I saw this week, and posting it on the main WWIB Radio Facebook page, because not all of you follow the Morning Show Facebook page. Wish you would, but you don't have to. But I wanted to share this. It's a photo, an incredible black and white photo that you should see, but it's a story that happened 36 years ago. The date was August 8th, 1982, so 36 years ago today. And just an incredible image, an incredible story. The Boston Red Sox baseball team were playing an afternoon game at Boston's Fenway Park. Suddenly, a screaming foul ball whizzed past the first base dugout, and Red Sox left fielder Jim Rice heard the unmistakable sound of ball striking flesh. Looking around the corner of the dugout into the stands, Rice saw 4-year-old Jonathan Keane bleeding profusely from his head. Realizing the split second that it would take several minutes for park EMTs to get to the scene, the future Hall of Famer sprang into action. Rice leaped over the railing into the stands, cradled the young boy in his arms, and carried the boy into the dugout where he received immediate attention from the team's medical staff. Within just a few minutes, Jonathan was rushed to the hospital where doctors credited Jim Rice with saving the boy's life. Rice, again the left fielder for the Red Sox, played the rest of the game in a bloodstained uniform. A true badge of courage, much more than his baseball career might ever be. I had never heard this story before, and again, the image is just powerful of this big, strong professional athlete cradling this child in his arms and bringing him to safety. And just it moved me today to see this, to see strength and compassion melded together. May that be the way that we treat others in our lives. You may not save somebody's life in such a dramatic fashion, but you know that you can do life-saving work by delivering the gospel, by delivering kindness, by delivering compassion. Because when you're compassionate, when you smile to somebody in the checkout line today, when you are kind to the person going through the drive-thru, whatever it is, you are evidencing Jesus Christ to them. You are being a hero to them when you are representing the true hero that is our Savior, Jesus Christ, who left the splendor of heaven to come to the squalor of earth so that he could set us free, so that he could free us from the bonds and the chains of death and make a way, throw the gates of heaven wide open so that we could forever be with him. So salute to Jim Rice today, a true hero. You can check it out on the WWIB Radio Facebook page. A neat story from 36 years ago on August 8th. Well, we are about to call our winner for our grand prize from National Night Out 2018. And Elijah and I were broadcasting live there yesterday. And as we call our winner, we've already got permission from her grandma to give her a call live on the air here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Elijah, I mean, my goodness, we're giving away two Packers preseason tickets to the game on August 16th. And we're also giving away a $100 Festival Foods gift card, all this courtesy of your tailgate headquarters, Festival Foods. So as I'm dialing our winner here right now, it was a fantastic event last night. And my goodness, it was so much fun to be a part of it.
No, I had a lot of fun. Thanks for the work that you did in kind of rounding up those amazing prizes, Caleb. Thanks to Ivan Sackett, a sponsor with Clearwater Janitorial, just helping to provide the opportunity for us to go out to National Night Out. Haven't done it before here at WWIB, but I think we would do it again. That was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can get our winner right now on the phone. We'll see if she's awake.
Hello.
Good morning. We're calling for Gianna from WWIB Radio if she's in.
She's right here.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, Gianna. This is Caleb and Elijah from WWIB Radio. Do you remember us from National Night Out last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember how you got a beanbag in the hole for our cornhole, our beanbag game?
Yeah.
And do you remember, too, that you put your name on a little entry slip and put it in to win those Packers tickets and a $100 gift card from Festival?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a great memory, Gianna. And guess what? You won.
Yay!
You won the whole thing. We're going to send you to a Packers game, Gianna, and we're going to give you a $100 gift card from Festival Foods. Or maybe your grandma can help out with that as well. How about that, huh?
Oh, and my grandpa would be happy.
Your grandpa would be happy. Is your grandpa a big Packers fan?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's okay, too. You should still make him take you to the game.
Grandma is.
Well, grandma's got it right then. Gianna, it's great to talk to you. Thank you for coming out to meet us at National Night Out and supporting the police officers. And we had a lot of fun and hope you'll have a lot of fun at the Packers game, okay?
Thank you.
You are very welcome. You hang on the line, honey, and we'll get your grandma some more information. A lot of fun, Elijah. National Night Out. And again, can't wait till next year, but pretty cool prizes, too.
Yeah, it was so much fun. All the beanbag tossing. I'm not really sore, but I mean, we were fetching a lot of beanbags yesterday, Caleb.
We were indeed. Here's Aaron Cole. It's more than 12 times the size of Jupiter. It has a magnetic field 200 times more powerful and lives 20 light years outside of our solar system. Yet, unlike Jupiter, it has no parent star around which it orbits. It's a rogue planet. This is actually really cool. The newly discovered rogue planet was recently discovered drifting alone with a glowing aurora that has left scientists with many questions. It was originally discovered in 2016. Up until now, it's thought to be a brown dwarf, a failed star. But now, there is a rogue planet lurking in Earth's galactic neighborhood, and nobody really knows much of anything about it. And Avengers Infinity War just came out, and we don't know what to do. I don't know, that's really all the information I have, so feel free to panic or just ignore. But it's kind of cool to have a rogue planet, something new in the celestial bodies for you to think about, wonder about, or just dismiss. Jeffrey from Wausau, I'll get your requested song in just a second because somebody wants to play right now. All right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Sherry, and I'm calling from Osseo, Wisconsin.
All right, Sherry from Osseo, do you consider yourself any sort of sports aficionado?
Not really, no. So this
good.
Will be interesting.
You're going to be great at this then. All right, so I will give you five sports And if you can tell me correctly 3 out of 5 times whether it's a real or fake sport, you will win these topper steaks. Ready?
Okay, ready.
All right, cheese chasing. Real or fake sport? Cheese chasing.
Cheese chasing. It sounds crazy, so I'm going to say it's real.
You're going to say it's real? Yes, you're absolutely correct. Cheese chasing, also known as cheese rolling, this is a dangerous sporting event that takes place in England. You want to hear what it is? It was once an official event, but injuries have sent the competition underground, so to speak. A wheel of cheese weighing about 8 pounds is rolled down a very steep hill, and dozens of contestants go scrambling after. I'm pretty sure this is where Jack and Jill came from. Whoever nabs the cheese is the champion. All right.
That's crazy.
So now you're kind of getting a feel from this. All right. Real sport or not, wife carrying. Wife carrying, like husband and wife, wife carrying.
Husband
real or
wife,
fake sport?
Wife carrying. Gosh, I know it would be something that maybe like they do at a family picnic or something, but to have it be a sport, I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no? Actually, it's real. It's real. There are annual wife-carrying championships. They take place in Finland. It's actually a grueling race over 250 meters of obstacles that include a water jump. As the name implies, the men must race with their wives on their back. It's okay. It's okay. We've got three more here. Get 2 out of the last 3 and you'll win. Jump rope with goats. Real or fake sports? Jump rope with goats.
With goats. I'm guessing that's a sport somewhere in some crazy country. So, yes, that's a sport.
You're going to say that's a sport?
Yeah.
No, it's not. At least not yet. All right. You got to get the final two.
All right.
Shark teasing. Real or fake sport?
Shark teasing.
As in taunting and teasing sharks. Shark teasing. Real or fake sport?
I'm going to say it's real.
You're going to say it's real. Are you sure about that? Are you really sure about that? I'm helping you.
No, it's not real. It's not a real sport. It'd be terrible to do.
It's not a real sport, she says. Yes, absolutely correct. It's not a real sport. Don't do that. Not even during Shark Week. All right. One final one.
During Shark Week, don't tease a shark.
One final one. Real sport or not, bog snorkeling. As in like a cranberry bog or a real bog. Bog snorkeling. Real or fake sport?
Bog snorkeling. I think the cranberries would get stuck in there. I'm going to say no, that would not be a sport.
Keep in mind, this could be other than the cranberry bog. That's just the first thing that I thought of. So.
Okay, I'm just only familiar with cranberries. So, yeah. I'm going to say yes.
Bog snorkeling, real sport? Yes, absolutely correct. Competitors must snorkel through dirty, smelly mud water for 2 lengths of a 60-yard trench that has been cut through a peat bog. The snorkeler with the lowest completion time wins.
What in the world? Who knew that these crazy sports existed?
They do now. And you know what? Maybe you'll find that you want to take up one of these sports, or maybe you just want to stay home and win some prizes. Well, I don't know if you want to take up cheese chasing, but we're going to send you to a place with lots of cheese. We'll give you any triple topper, six from Topper's Pizza. How about that?
Sounds fantastic.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at wwib.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.